Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
So excited to talk with this artist, but first, here's his song. It's the one and only Chip Bailey with Same God. This is Real Gospel.
We serve a God that's unmatched, unchallenged, unchanging. The same God. The same.
Soul Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. This artist is definitely about to tell his story. I'm so honored to have the one, the only Chip Bailey with us on Real Gospel. What's up, Chip?
What's up, man? It's a pleasure being here.
Yes, it is. What city? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Middletown, Delaware.
Middletown, Delaware. So what's Middletown, Delaware famous for?
I don't know too much about Middletown being famous. It's a lot of farmland, but we're next to everything. So we're in the middle of between Philly and Baltimore, New York. We're close to everything. So I guess we're famous for that.
All right. That's what's up. That's what's up. So I like to, first of all, I want to let you know that I'm just feeling your song, Same God. And it is awesome.
Praise God.
Yes, yes, yes. Praise and worshipers all over the world are going to be singing that, my brother. So great job.
Oh, praise God. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. God is awesome, and he gave that to me, so I'm just glad y'all are blessed by it.
Yes. So for those listeners who are not familiar with who you are, why don't you give them a little history about where you're from, how you grew up? Are you a church baby? You know, who's Chip Bailey?
Yes, sir. Well, Chip Bailey is honestly just a man that loves to worship God and just wants everybody else to experience him too. I've been in church my whole life. I've been raised in church. Actually, my parents are pastors. They are pastors and founders of our church, Word Alive Worship Center. And that's in Newcastle, Delaware. But they've been involved in various ministry capacities all throughout my life. And honestly, one of my greatest musical influences is my mother, Pastor Glenda Bailey. And she actually sang with Wilmington Chester for a number of years, and she led a song in their Grammy-nominated project, Hosanna, and they sang The Word. And so she branched out from there and released her own project, A Servant's Heart, and that had national distribution, and that was, you know, all around the country as well. And so then, you know, I had the blueprint, and so I just kind of followed in those steps, and God has just been getting the glory, you know, the whole way. So, yes, sir, that's kind of my background. And now I'm actually serving as a minister of music at my parents' church, Word Alive Worship Center. And so during that time and honing and everything and, you know, just going before God, he allowed me to release the project, which is now out, and have the music that you hear now. So to God be the glory.
Amen. 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 So your mother sang with the Wilmington Chester Mass Choir, for real?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Reverend Ernest Davis Jr.'s Wilmington Chester Mass Choir.
Man.
I think throughout the late 90s, early 2000s, in those years, she was involved in there. So.
Wow. I play a lot of their music because on every fourth Sunday and every fourth weekend of the month, I play traditional gospel. The whole program is dedicated to the gospel greats. And I can't go a program without playing something from their choir. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Great choir. Great choir. Oh.
And let me just say this. They are also a choir that, in my opinion, just does not get the due diligence that they are deserving of because of their contribution to the music industry itself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. I agree with that as well. I completely agree.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
And so what's your relationship with the group Zyel?
Oh, yes. Actually, a good friend of mine, actually the producer of my record, Mr. Tony Homer, he got me and my brother. Before I was singing, I was the instrumentalist. I played alto saxophone, tenor saxophone, and I do a lot of sessions with horns and stuff. So we actually, my brother and I and a couple other horn players played on Zyel's record. Oh, my goodness. I can't remember what year that was. I want to say maybe 2007. We played on a few of their songs, and God, it was just good. We had a great time that night.
Yeah. When they were together, I think they've gone their separate ways now, if I'm not mistaken. But, or should I say, I shouldn't say that they've taken a hiatus.
So, okay.
That's a politically correct way of saying it, right? But I've had them on the program as a group and as well as a few of the members who are now doing solo things. Do you still keep up with some of the members, or how are they doing?
I really haven't talked to really too many people. Just as far as the musicians and things, I do keep up with some of those guys. But as far as people from the group, I think they were all the way in Louisiana, and I'm all the way here in Delaware. So, you know, just over time, you know, we kind of met each other during the recording in that time. But since then, I really haven't kept in touch.
Gotcha.
But God is good.
Yeah. And I promise you, we'll talk about the CD in just a second. There's a couple of things I'm trying to iron out, you know. There's some things I want to ask you that might bless somebody. And so you said something that, you know, the Lord sort of spoke to me and said, ask him this. And so you said that you serve as the minister of music in your parents' church. And so this is what I want to ask you. How is it being in the same ministry with your parents now that you are an adult? Because sometimes when we grow up in the same church with our parents, when we become adults, we leave. For whatever that reason is, and maybe we feel like maybe there's another ministry that we should be a part of. So talk about that for a second, about your relationship with the ministry and your parents, and just sort of what advice can you give anyone, good or bad, that, you know, you can help them with in that area?
Yes, sir. First and foremost, I would say just hear from God. Because honestly, when my parents did start the ministry, we were a part of another ministry in New Jersey. And it was great, dynamic ministry. And my parents gave me the choice. And they said, you know, find out and pray where God wants you. It's not just a given, you know, that because we're starting a ministry that you're going to be a part. So just pray and seek God. And that's what I did. And I believe that that was my training ground. And that was really my my first audience, my first, you know, songs and my first performances. They were all there in front of my home church. And so I believe God used that as an opportunity. But in whatever you're called to do, just make sure you hear God and obey what God wants you to do. Because that the rest of that connected to that obedience is your destiny. And connected to your destiny is some other people's destiny. I don't believe I would have had this project or this music out had I not listened to God and gone with my parents. And it's just a lot of other things that, you know, people have been launched out even from our ministry to be able to do. So I just give God all the glory and just make sure you hear from him.
Amen. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So this CD project, let's dive into it. Yeah. What can we expect from it?
Oh my goodness. Look, sir, I am one of the most, I say, diverse set of people ever. I mean, even though I grew up listening to gospel, I was involved in a lot of other influences. I was involved in like concert bands, marching bands, jazz bands all throughout my whole, basically my whole life. And so just hearing various styles and, you know, even some more relevant styles from today, it's an eclectic journey that you're going to get everything. It's something for everyone on there. We try to pay homage to, you know, the more traditional sounds and where I came from in gospel, and then some of the more current and, you know, newer school, if you will, song. So you can expect something for everybody, but regardless of the different genre that you feel it is, the message is still the same. And hopefully you feel the power and the anointing and the experience of God, you know, throughout the whole project. So that's what you can expect.
All right. Any guest appearances, any collaborations, maybe something from your mom? Is she involved in the project?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely. She's on two of the songs. I actually wrote those songs for her. I'm like, Mom, you need to record again.
Which ones?
No, this is your time. This is your time. I said, okay, at least give me a feature. And so she agreed to that. So she's featured on two of the songs. And then my good friend, Latoya Bateman Elmore, she sings here. She's actually from South Carolina originally, but her and her family relocated up to Delaware. And she is just a awesome singer. And I mean, just, you know, just anointed. And her whole family is. Her brother is a bishop up here. Her whole family's involved in ministry. And so it's in the lineage. And you can hear that in the vocal on the track. So, yeah, I had a great time with those.
Yeah. So what song is your mother singing on? What two?
The two, one is Rejoice. I think that's number three on the project. And then she's also singing Yes, I'll Trust You, which is an absolutely phenomenal worship song. So, and her voice is perfectly suited for those. And she just takes us on and you know, we try to do some things together and God just moves.
That's amazing. So let me throw you a trick question in here. So is there any chance that Chip Bailey is going to get the Wilmington Chester Mez Choir back together again and maybe do a little something?
Ooh, we'll have to see. Oh my goodness, it's a lot of, actually that was a thought, a lot of prayer will have to go into that. And my good friend Mr. Chris Choir and some other folks from the choir that I do know, you know, we'll have to see about that, but you never know, so just pray about that too, man.
Yes, come on. Come on, Chip, if anybody can get it done, it's you. See, you can you reach out to the people, send the email, you know, get the buzz going, you know, start it as a rumor and just say that, you know, it's been speculated that, you know, the choir is going to get back together and let the buzz circulate on out there. Then you go, well, you know, I haven't heard anything official, you know, and just get the buzz going on out there. And then, then let the members start talking amongst each other, those who are still around, and then, you know, and sort of get as many of the original ones back together as you can. You know, the magic of radio, man, it can be done in all kinds of ways. Come on, Chip.
Wow, we'll see. We'll have to see, man. We'll see. You know, that was a thought at one time, especially a couple of those songs on the project. They're choir songs, so we'll see. I'll put it like that. We'll see.
Okay. So as we wrap up, I also know that, as you said, you serve as the Minister of Music. And so I love to give ministers of music, and especially praise and worship leaders, an opportunity to speak to the people who are fashionably late for church. They could be on time, but if for some reason they miss out on praise and worship, and all you all who put all your energy and your spirit into the praise and worship aspect, praise and worship aspect of it, they miss out on that. So what can you say to encourage people not to miss out on that aspect of service?
Amen. Well, I believe that God is a God of time. And if we set aside a certain time, just like you would set aside a certain time for, I don't know, a meeting or an interview or to meet up even just with a friend, you set a certain time and place. And so I believe God is just that much, if not even more important than anyone that's here on earth. So if we can do it for anything else, and if we can, you know, make the time and we can be on time for other things, especially our job, we can be on time for the God that gave us the job. Amen.
Amen. That's what I'm talking
yes,
about.
Sir. And another thing, just make God a priority. If you make him a priority, I guarantee you it'll change your life, transform your life. So just make him a priority and things will just line up in your life, including your time. Praise God.
You know, you said it, I didn't, but I'll elaborate on it. I don't see how people can be on time for work but then late for church.
Yes,
to
sir.
Me, I don't get that part. I'm like, okay, you clock in on time, but then when it's time to show up for service, you just want to sashay in. I mean, I'm not talking about the people. Some people have legitimate reasons. Some people have a legitimate reason, you know, but some people, y'all, come on, y'all. Y'all know who we talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, Chip, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Tell the listeners how they can find out more about you and your music.
Absolutely. Everyone can check out all of my information, all of my social media on my website, officialchipbailey.com. That's official, OFFICIAL, chipbailey.com. And I'm on Instagram, that's officialchipbailey as well. And I'm on Facebook at Chip Live. And so all that stuff is out there. And just follow me. And, you can follow along with all my shenanigans and stuff I put out there. So God is good. And also all my music and all my digital. Oh, and the project, The Music in Me, is on all digital outlets. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, everywhere you get digital music from. So just be blessed by the project. You can find it everywhere on my website and all those sites, too. So, yes,
all
sir.
Right. I appreciate your time, my brother. The one, the only, Chip Bailey. Support this man of God. Support his ministry. He's awesome. Chip, thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.